This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Australia, a Fairfax ABC Four Corners investigation reveals that up to two-thirds of 7-Eleven stores have employees working twice as long at half the pay they're owed, among other abuses. Workers who want to speak out are reportedly threatened into silence. European Union countries are divided on how to handle migrants fleeing into Europe. Germany has taken 40%, while France has accepted only 8%, and Britain only 4%. Using radar imaging technology, Poland says that it may have found a rumored Nazi gold train. Federal appeals court says that protesters cannot use the plaza in front of the Supreme Court for rallies and demonstrations, but have to stick to the sidewalk. Don't want to pressure the justices. In Germany, after prostitution was legalized in 2002, it is estimated that 1 million men pay to use 450,000 girls and women daily. In Sweden, where buying is illegal and selling is legal, the number of men who say that they have bought sex has fallen to 7.5%, roughly half of the rate reported for American men. Oliver Sacks, author and neurologist, passed away at 82. Amalgamated Bank in New York, owned largely by unions, has become the private banker for many progressive causes and has scored a coup by being the banker for Hillary Clinton's campaign, where it may handle $1 billion in deposits and transactions. Jeb Bush, long the leader among Republican presidential hopefuls, is reportedly having trouble fundraising as his standing in the polls slips and the race lengthens. Organizers started protest a month ago in Lebanon over the collapse of garbage collection. They have named their movement, You Stink. Thousands demonstrated in recent days as the protest grows over government inaction, drawing a range of environmental, good governance, labor, and leftist groups, as well as members of the public who say they have not been summoned by any group. They want their garbage picked up. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.